Republicans ridicule Biden over claim his budget secures our borders. This must be a joke. By Joshua Klein on March 23, 2023. Republican officials ridiculed President Joe Biden, accusing him of disseminating misinformation and creating a total fabrication, after he attacked MAGA House Republicans and claimed his budget is keeping the American borders secure. In a Tuesday tweet, the Democrat president attempted to discredit the extreme budget proposals of MAGA officials as he touted his own. MAGA House Republicans put out extreme budget proposals that would eliminate funding for over 2,000 Border Patrol agents, undermining our ability to combat drug trafficking, Biden wrote. My budget keeps our borders secure while expanding legal pathways for migrants seeking asylum, he added. In response, Republican House members hit back at the misinformation being spread by the president, highlighting how his administration's policies have deliberately created the most illegal border crossings in U.S. history. Republicans tried to hire 18,000 Border Patrol agents. Democrats blocked them and hired IRS agents instead, tweeted the official account of the Republican National Committee. Meanwhile, 1.3 million gotaways have escaped into the country since Biden took office because of his policies. A total fabrication, declared Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona. In your 2024 budget proposal, you call for billion-dollar cuts to border security operations and ICE. By the way, it took you 80 years to get that picture, he added. The Biden White House is falsely claiming that the At Freedom Caucus' latest proposed budget cuts border funding, he wrote in another tweet. That's laughable and absurd. You can't believe anything coming out of Joe Biden's mouth. This man can't be serious, wrote Texas Republican Congressman Wesley Hunt. How can he say that our border is secure? Asked Representative Beth Van Duyne, RTX. Biden's hand-picked Border Patrol chief admitted that we don't have control of our border and that parts were facing a crisis situation. This must be a joke, wrote Representative August Pfluger, RTX. The border is not secure. He's confusing Ukraine's borders with ours, wrote freshman Representative Eli Crane, Arroz. Border state here, tweeted the Republican Party of New Mexico. We know firsthand Republicans have been fighting to secure the border while at POTUS and at the Democrats have created the worst border crisis in DHS history. This is a lie, at POTUS, wrote Representative Burgess Owens, RUT. Your administration created the worst border crisis in our nation's history and Republicans have been fighting to secure it. More misinformation and lies, wrote Republican Meyer Flores, TX. The border is not secure, and there are currently over 780,000 backlogged asylum cases in the United States, she added. If Joe Biden was serious about border security, he would get his bots in the Senate to support a border security bill without massive amnesty, wrote Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, RFL. But he is not. He's just trying to score points before an election. Typical, she added. This is the same president, administration and party that literally accused us of being xenophobic and racist for wanting border security, she noted. This can't be serious. Did TikTok hack into Biden's phone too? Mocked Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA. Biden's bloated budget sends $1 billion to Central America and spends nearly another $1 billion to process those crossing our border but earmarks zero for border infrastructure or combating the cartels, wrote Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY. Lion Biden strikes again, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. Our plan restores fiscal sanity to Washington while ensuring our borders are safe and secure, he added. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's policies have deliberately delivered the most illegal border crossings in American history. President Biden posing next to the border while he defunded, claiming the border is secure. What a joke, wrote Representative Randy Weber, RTX. Americans know his budget won't keep our border secure, he added. President Biden's budget proposal does nothing to address one of our greatest national security threats, our national debt, and instead inflames the issue by exploding our debt, wrote Representative Russ Fulcher, RID. That is the real five-alarm fire, he added. Border Patrol agents have told me repeatedly they don't have the resources to handle the surges of illegal immigrants and combat the cartels at the border, wrote Representative Ashley Hinson, RYA. The Biden administration needs to empower our Border Patrol agents, not embolden the cartels, she added. The matter comes as the president faces criticism over his open border policies. Earlier this month, Republican officials called the Biden presidency the best thing that ever happened to the drug cartels, and while blaming the current administration for having empowered them. The United States continues to face record high levels of illegal immigration, with over 844,000 migrants either apprehended after crossing the southwest border or classified as gotaways during the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. In nearly the first 2 years under the Biden administration, Border Patrol agents have apprehended a record-setting 4.2 million migrants. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.